The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are not necessarily the views of WMAL.
The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozelle Live by Dr. Tom Rozelle, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. Indeed, we're live, and it's a beautiful day in the Washington neighborhood. Make sure you go enjoy it, but, you know, not till after the program's over, unless you have a headset. You can take us with you. As a matter of fact, take us with you. It's kind of gorgeous out there. We have a very special program for you, one that, kind of shows its ugly head in all of us at one time or the other, and it could be a good thing and it could be a bad thing, but anything that's in excess is always a bad thing. What am I talking about? We're talking about addictions, you know, and addictions can take the form of chemical addictions, physical addictions, emotional addictions, and we can expand that parameter grossly. But at the end of the day, what do you do when you're addicted to doing anything, whether it's, you know, drinking too much water, or sometimes, you know, it's much more serious and devastating that. But guess what? There's ways that, one, you can identify the process, but more importantly, walking your way through it, how can you blunt it, get rid of it, erase it so it's never there before? Well, that's what we're going to cover today. Addiction at its best and its worst. And to help me out with that, none other than Dr. Jinglong Zhang. Dr. Zhang.
Hello. Good morning. Hello, everybody.
It is morning time. Well, just for another hour, then you can say it's good afternoon. But for right now, it's good morning.
This is
a fun program because, you know, you are a traditional doctor of Oriental medicine or traditional Chinese medicine, as well as a chiropractor, as well as having other degrees and acknowledgments across the board. But this is something that is really of interest, particularly when it comes to biochemical and energetic medicine.
And, correct.
You know, we won't make it too confusing, but we want people to know that any addictive process can be made much better. We're here at 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. You can give us a call on this topic or anything else. And we know, you know, many of us have a problem with all kinds of stuff, and we want to know how we can get ourselves out of it, but not just blunt it, but we want to erase it. We want to get rid of it. Dr. Zhang, let's start walking into this process a little bit, because it's one that we really could talk about all day long. And it's
addiction problems.
It's fascinating. So if you had to say people get addicted, not because of one, two, three different things, what happens? What's the process of addiction from your point of view?
Right. So addiction is very, it's not uncommon problem right now, especially right now. So addiction problem, not only a lot of people say, okay, addiction is a drug addiction or is just chemical. Actually, we'll also have an emotional addiction too. So what happened about addiction? So when you have something addiction, actually your brain changed. Your brain structurally changed. So that's why from NIDA, which is the National Institute on Drug Abuse, said, okay, so the addiction is considered a brain disease because addiction can change your brain. So they can change it structurally and change the special front called cortex, how it works. Frontal cortex, yes.
So let me ask you a question. You said that it's a disease process. Is it a disease process, or is it a repetitive, repeating neurological firing pattern that becomes deeper and deeper? So, for example, there's a doctor that I like to listen to, and he says that neurons, the nerves within the brain that fire together, wire together. So that means that when they fire more, it's automatic synchrony that continues to display itself.
They learned.
And it's a learned pattern, right?
Correct. So this can be long-lasting, the kind of very harmful behaviors in the people who have addictions, any addictions. So the AIDA also said that, so the addictions can be, it's not scary, but a lot of people, actually the acupuncture was the first time used in USA. So It's 1970s. It's for drug addiction, drug abuse.
Yes, yes.
It's the only first time. How do you guys know acupuncture is not because anesthesia, it's because addiction. It works very well, acupuncture.
Whether it's food addiction or drug addiction or habit addiction, or, you know, mental processing, all of those things are addictive processes. You know, it's funny. You lead your life and you get into something. So, you know, I've been in practice 44 years, you know, a few months ago, but all of a sudden I had to, I'm in the office, I'm doing exams, I'm overseeing things, but I'm not practicing right now. I'm not treating people for a period of time. And that for me was a shock to my nervous system. That right. to me was, you know, an addictive process, if you will. And because, yep. You know, that's part of who I am. Neurologically, it was the same pattern that I've done every day, the entire of my life for 44 years.
Yeah. So that's I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
No, that's so I'm pretty sure at the beginning. Yeah, I'm pretty sure at the beginning of this, you know, it just happened. You don't feel very well. You feel, you know, you feel because the brain, the front cortex has changed. You have an emotion. I'm pretty sure you have some change. You just tell us, right?
Now, let's go to addictive process. Does, you know, a lot of people, are stimulated because of excess or, hyper excitement, right? And,
correct.
You know, so that's our fight flight system. That's, you know, running from the bear, but we thrive on that adrenaline rush, jumping out of airplanes at, you know, 13,000 feet, doing extreme skiing, doing things that are slightly dangerous, doing all those things. So those extreme patterns sometimes are things that are not good for us. You know, we get into arguments with people, or we react, we explode, we want to, you know, I'll use the term, we want to bite at somebody in the middle of a conversation. Those are addictive personalities as well. And even though that they cause pain to ourselves and others, we're addicted to the response. So we go into it all the time automatically, correct?
Well, correct. We call it emotional addiction. So you just talked about anger, some people fear. Is constant fear, is addiction too. Grief, depression, desire, pleasure. It's all the emotion addiction can cause a lot of chemical change and a hormone change in the whole body. So for example, if you constantly have a stress addiction, your cortisol is on the roof, you know, your blood pressure, your blood sugar, it causes a lot of the other disease. So addiction is not very, you know, the scare by scare is what can cause by the addiction.
But if you took those things away from people, if you stopped the stress pattern without changing the neurology, without changing the physiology, they would go crazy because they look forward to the addiction response, whether it's something that gives them a false sense of feeling good. Or even feeling badly, they live in that addictive response. It's craziness, but that's the way it runs.
Yeah, that's absolutely. So, for example, I have a patient come here and say, okay, I have sugar addiction. I'm craving sugar, crazy for sugar a lot. So I check out the history, I found out the patient don't have enough protein. So I tell patient, okay, if you're not taking enough protein, you have no addiction problem. The patient, oh, really? So yeah, because a lot of inside the body, the hormone or the enzyme, all use the protein to produce. So that if patient get enough protein, then the more balanced the organ system, they do not craving the sugar anymore.
And that's what people don't really understand is particularly in the light of blood sugar handling and transport, they're trying to get energy within the system, in the brain. The nervous system has to have sugar to work functionally. But what we don't understand is it's not the sugar, it's the protein, the amino acids that are necessary that carry that. But here's the thing, that with blood sugar addiction, there's a change that takes place in the brain. There's a chain that takes place in the nervous transmission, the triggering from the brain to the rest of the body. And if we don't fix that, besides taking the sugars away and giving the proteins, we don't reset it, so to speak, the patient will never get over the habit.
Correct. And also the other common addiction is electronic device. So, you know, nobody most people use a phone, use an electronic device, but they, especially young people right now, they're so addictive to the electronic device. Same as my daughter too. My daughter's 3 years old. Every time I ask for a phone, ask for an iPad. So this addiction. So they did a research right now. If you the kids, so look, watch the electronic device over half an hour, they cause a brain damage.
Well,
you have to take a break.
I think kids are born addicted. You know, they come out of the womb and they already have the iPads in their hands and they know what they're doing. But, my granddaughter, I was doing something on the computer, and this goes back a couple of years ago. I think she was about 7 or 8 years old, and I was doing a presentation and my whole screen froze and I couldn't do anything. And I got up. I said, "Where's your father?" And she said, "He's in the other room, Grandpa." And I said, "Don't touch my computer." So I'm walking, looking for my son, and next thing I know, she's sitting at my laptop, and I see her hands tap the keyboard twice, and my heart sunk because I spent hours on it. She gets up, she looks at me, says, "It's okay, Grandpa, it works now." And I said, so here's this little mind that, you know, had to have it imprinted. But what we're talking about is a hard wiring, an imprinting that takes place, whether it's drugs, whether it's sex, whether it's food, whether it's emotional action, all of these things can be addictive processes in the brain and the energy system. It's the same thing.
Correct. So again, we talk about a brain disease. We talk about the addiction. So it's a brain disease. Every single time if I see patient have some stress, emotion, I always tell patient your gut is much more important than your brain. So you have to fix your gut. Gut is second to brain. If your gut is not functioning very well, you 85% of neurotransmitter in the gut cannot produce in the gut go to the brain. So we have to make sure the gut is all connection. It's not connection. So the addiction not only brain, not only I just like craving for this. I cannot cook to smoke. It's because something else going on there too.
And the emotional piece is very, very easily, if you will, implanted in the brain. I'll give you an example. Last week I was in the office and I was doing a consult with a patient, and this poor woman was on probably about 17 different medications.
Wow.
And the different medications were causing side effects and increasing the side effects of some of the other medications. So I sat down with her and I said, "Look," I said, "you're not feeling well because of the side effects. You have to talk to your doctor to get off of these things, because they're causing more damage than what they're hurting. If you want me to get on the phone with them, I'm happy to do that." She was petrified that if she stopped taking anything, that she would become worse. The problem was that biochemically, it was causing her the problems that she had, and she was emotionally stuck and addicted.
Addicted.
And that's another form of addiction.
Yeah, correct. So, you know, there's a lot of not only medication, but also genetic, you know, the learning disorders, early ADD, ADHD, and you know, the bipolar or depression, or all these kind of different kinds.
Hold
different
that
mental disease.
We're going to take a quick break. I hate to interrupt you because this is getting fun. We'll be right back after some very important messages. Don't go away. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozell Live. We're talking about being addicted today. Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rozell. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozell Live. Indeed, we are. Welcome to a gorgeous day in the neighborhood, and get outside and enjoy it. But, you know, take me with you. Make sure that you take your earbuds and listen to the program on the way out and the way back. And, you know, call us right now, 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you on any subject. My guest today, Dr. Zhang, many of you know.
Hello.
He's brilliant. And we're talking about something that is near and dear to both of our hearts. It's called the addictive process. You know, people are addicted to many things, and people say, "My 44 years in practice, I was addicted to work. I was in and out only because I love you, and that's who I am and what I do." But seriously, all kidding aside, anything that you do habitually causes a neurological imprint deep into your brain that your body has a difficult time of getting away from. And it becomes wired tightly into the neurological expression of who you are. And it can be anything from a drug addiction to physical pain addiction, and people are addicted to their pain. They don't want to get rid of it. And there are some people that are, you know, addicted to certain foods and cravings because it makes them feel good. Alcohol, sexual encounters and so forth. And it goes on. They're all in the brain. It's the same process. And Dr. Zhang, you said earlier when we were on that, when acupuncture was first introduced to the United States, it was for addiction and it was extremely successful.
Correct. That's why this spread so widely right now. So we use it for everything. So I did a lot of, for example, the especially for smoke addiction, smoking. We smoked for many years, 20, 30 years. So when I tried to use acupuncture to interrupt the bad connection from the brain to addiction, the bad connection. And the patient about two and a half months, the patient tell me, you know what? So when I smoke right now, I feel something in my mouth. It's not comfortable. I do not want to smoke.
So you're breaking the neurological pattern.
Yes.
Because there's two things to smoking addiction and alcohol addiction, everything else. It's the biochemistry, and it's also the habit neurologically of the movement of the body and the positioning and so forth. There's a combination of things that make that take place.
Yeah. So even though it's different kind of addiction, but from Chinese medicine, the principle is the same. We do not change the principle, but based upon which kind of specific addiction, we just use different, secondary, but primary needles, primary techniques is the same. It's the same. Improve your insight. If for insight of spleen function, spleen is a key function to response for addiction.
Now I'm going to ask you for your opinion because obviously we have people listening to my program that sometimes take exception to the things that I bring about. And we've had people knocking on my door and say, Dr. Rozelle, and they go on from that. But, we kind of set them aside as well. Just remember it's opinion, information, and so forth. We just had a change from the CDC in masking requirements, all the face masks
that are
working across the board, right?
Yeah.
So I have a suspicion that at this point, after almost, what is it, March, April, May, June, about 15 months now of forcing people to wear masks, how many people, even though that they released the masking standards and they said, well, if you've had your vaccinations, you can go without your masks. First of all, they're not going to be able to find out who's vaccinated, who's not, at least at this stage of the game. But how about this question? Do you think that people who have been wearing these masks constantly out of fear, okay, and habit? So you have two things, fear and habit. Do you think they're addicted to wearing their masks?
Oh, it's absolutely addicted. Yeah, absolutely. I cannot imagine. Yes. The patient wearing masks in the car is addictive. Can you believe that?
I know. It's crazy.
Absolutely. This is a long time, the social media, the areas and the information inputted in a brain, and then they make a brain saying, I have a mask all the time, and they get addictive to the mask. And then this addiction should cause a brain change too. You do that automatically.
You don't even think about it. You just get it done.
It's a part of body. It's like it's addiction too. I'm telling you, even though they say, okay, we'll say if you don't get fully vaccinated, you just like you don't have to wear a mask. I guarantee. There's a lot of people still wear a mask because addictive already.
Oh, absolutely. And the fear pattern that goes along with it, which is part of what we were talking about
before. Emotional addiction.
So you have the emotional addiction that goes along with it. See, the only thing that I want our listeners to be addicted to is listening to our program. And making sure that they get good wellness care, that they take care of nutrition, they take care of themselves structurally, and they learn how to either pray or meditate on a regular basis to relax their body so they don't respond to the craziness that's out there. But I totally agree with you. This you're going to see a lot of people just kind of out of control because, well, I can't take off my mask. This is what I do now.
And also I want to remind everybody in front of the radio program, so the addiction is similar to the other chronic disease. So it's preventable, it's treatable. It is treatable. Do not give up. Do not be homeless or hopeless. So it is treatable, but it could change the biological, and also if untreated, it can last a lifelong time.
We're going to talk about how to treat this when we come back in the second part of the program. This is a fascinating subject and has been my entire career because it can cause people to either express themselves positively or negatively. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live continues now on 105.9 FM, WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. Indeed, you are, and we are live, and it's beautiful outside. And make sure you get outside because I'm going to. It's a gorgeous day. But if you happen to do it now before we're over with the program, take us with you. Number one, we'll enjoy the walk. But number two, you won't miss anything we're saying. And this is a really super good program. We're talking about addiction processes, whether they're chemical addictions or things that we do repetitively, because things that we do all the time are hardwired in our brain. They're constant. So we have to find a way to break that loop and, you know, have control over that. Give us a call this morning at 888-630-9625. 888-630-9625. My guest today is Dr. Qinglong Zhang, one of the
hello everybody
amazing people.
This guy is
like totally impressive on an ongoing basis. I look at him and I say, you know, I think I wish I could roll the clock back and start where he is. Guy is
no, you're so humble.
Anyway, let's get into this a little bit more. Let's talk about this addictive process, and we could be addicted to so many different things, but it's the same neurological wiring. The neurophysiology is the same in all addictive processes. And we talked a little bit about, you and I have been going back and forth with things like glutamate and serotonin and dopamine and so forth.
Yes.
And those are all pleasurable cycles. You have another chemical in the brain, it's called melatonin, that actually, if it's disrupted, it can dysregulate those other things that we're talking about.
Correct.
If melatonin's not high enough, serotonin's not going to be where it needs to be. So these are all just names to our listeners at this point. So let's kind of walk them through this, and then we're going to talk about why what we do from a neurological point of view structurally and what we do energetically, what you do with acupuncture is so effective. And as we said earlier, acupuncture was first introduced in this country back in the 70s for addiction processes. And it's amazing how it works. It's absolutely profoundly effective. So let's talk about the chemistry behind this a little bit.
It's more and more research data, you know, to the conclusion. So the addiction actually can make your dopamine spark your brain. So that can cause addiction too. So the dopamine, the center is supposed to reward the center. So there's no doubt. If you have a lot of spike of dopamine in the brain, you addict to somebody. That means something outside, and no matter it's emotional, no matter it is a drug, no matter it's a chemical, and that can cause this center spike dopamine. That it cause addiction.
Sure. And what people have to understand is dopamine is the primary chemical in the reward pleasure phenomena that our body feels in anything. So when we feel something that was, oh my gosh, I want to do this again, that's dopamine talking to you. You know,
yes, and it's motivation.
It's that pleasure piece. So every time dopamine drops a little bit, we want to get more of it. We want to get back up to that feeling where we were before. And people don't understand that the more that they stimulate high levels of dopamine, the more that they're going to want to keep those levels up there. Because if dopamine drops, then the neurological pain, the physiology can be quite severe. But let's talk a little bit more about how that takes place.
Yeah. So dopamine, if you have addiction to the body, the brain thinks, okay, I like it. If you say, I like it, your brain has to have some chemicals that you like it. It's dopamine, it's a serotonin, it's a glutamate. So all this neurotransmitter release from the brain lets you have a process going on. It's okay, I want to get more. So we have to break this cycle. So dopamine is good, but however, if you have addiction and cause dopamine spike, it's not good. We have found it the other way, so use a different way to balance the dopamine, balance the neurotransmitter in our brain. So the brain dysfunctional. It's brain dysfunctional.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So same thing. The serotonin, the dopamine is a reward center. Serotonin is a regulator of mood. So regular sleep, their sleep. So, you know, some patients have addiction. They did sleep better, but however, it's not a good sleep. It's a very deep sleep. It's a very long sleep. It's not very energetic sleep. So if it's a glutamate, kind of relearn, the people get the learning, the memory, you know, if you guys have the problem too, they get the learning and memory disorder too.
You know, the interesting thing is with dopamine, they did a study a few years back out in Silicon Valley because they knew that electronics were extremely addictive. And with that, you have, you know, you have video games and you have, you know, the use of phones and iPads and our computer systems and so forth. And, you know, they even knew that there was a higher level of indiscriminate sexual activity among people who were addicted to those things, because at the end of the day, they continue to try to increase their dopamine. It's important to understand that to get off of something, you have to modulate that. You have to bring up serotonin, which we talked about.
Right.
And you have to bring down dopamine. I want you to talk about serotonin in a minute. But here's the thing. I'm going to mention something. We may pick it up a little bit later, is that there's, you know, the CBD oil in specific concentrations will modulate dopamine and allow you to come off of addictive processes as well. So when you're dealing with the work that you do and you add proteins, you add CBD and other things, you can make it work really well. So go ahead. Let's talk
So speaking about CBD oils, I want to get clear. So maybe most people already know that is definitely extracted from marijuana. But however, I have some patients scared to use. I ask why, what's the reason? They said, okay, I'm afraid I will addict to the CBD because of marijuana. I said, no, it's not right. So CBD oil form non-addictive part of marijuana. Yeah, it's not the addictive part.
It is not the addictive part. And the interesting thing is that there's called CB1 receptors, cannabinoid receptors, and every cell in the human body has a cannabinoid receptor. And there's no addiction to it. You can get off of it, like immediately say, well, I don't want to take this anymore. And you could stop it. But everything from attention deficit disorder processes, kids who are ADHD and even adults who are ADD and ADHD, they crave marijuana and other drugs. But it's in marijuana, it's not the THC, which is the addictive process. It's the cannabinoid that's actually doing the job.
Yeah, right. So a lot of people don't understand. Oh, no, I want the CBD oils before marijuana. No, you only know one part, you don't know another part. So I don't tell patients. So addiction definitely can change by, you know, the chemical in the brain. And also they can reduce the endorphin. So endorphin level, that's why this, you know, we use acupuncture. There's a lot of research that, you know, shows us already. So acupuncture can significantly increase the level of endorphins in the body, which can provide a relief from a craving, from addiction, and calm down the nerve. So that's why a lot of especially Western kind of America or US, you know, the UK, they did a research. How does acupuncture work for the addictions?
Before we go on to this, you know, I want our listeners to understand what an endorphin is. Endorphins are chemicals that the body produces that are very similar to painkillers, the opioids.
Yeah.
But they're, you know, your body produces your own endorphin levels, but under stress patterns, your body shuts down the production of endorphins. So your pain patterns get higher. You become much more addictive to situations. Okay. Now we can go.
Thank you for the explanation. So yes, if the endorphins go low and then your opioids, the GABA system has been impacted. So they cannot regulate your brain function. So that causes brain function too. So then also besides, which about treatment a little bit, we can go there and here and there. So about treatment is also this auricular acupuncture, so ear acupuncture, is very common used for the addiction. That's why sometimes you can see somebody, but acupuncture, the ear acupuncture, not only for addiction, but for different things. But for addiction treatment, ear acupuncture is most common to use.
So we're talking about ears, ear acupuncture. Okay.
Here, yes. So it's why, you know, why? Because for addiction people, the people get that addiction 24 hours, constant. They don't stop. They can smoke the whole day long. They can drink the whole day long. This addiction is a constant. So that's why we have to use some thing to put some small needles, the some seeds, something in the air to give the people constant stimulation, to give the body constant stimulation, calm down the nerve and increase the endorphin level.
Let me ask our listeners some questions, and I'm doing a little bit of tongue in cheek, but also very seriously. How many of you go home on the way home from work, on the way to work, when you get home, you're listening to the talking heads? You're listening to, you know, regardless of what your politics are, you're right or you're left, but you turn it on, you want to hear the news. You want to hear somebody else's commentary. You want to know immediately what's going on in the morning. You can't get away from the news feed, as we lovingly call it. That's an addictive process. Because if we took those away from you, just like we take away cell phones and iPads and PlayStations from kids, you're addicted to that constant newsfeed, and the majority of it is negative. So you're addicted to a negative spin. We're talking about the same thing here, regardless of what the addiction process is. Is that correct?
You're correct. So no matter what kind of addiction, the treatment is almost similar. It's not same as similar. So no matter what, it's just like same thing. So if you cannot stop addiction, you just run in the car without a break. So it's very dangerous. You have to do something, change your brain function, change the neurotransmitter, and change the whole body, the energy flow, the circulation flow. So why acupuncture work? So it's about 1,000 years ago, the Chinese, older Chinese people, why people alive? Because they say, okay, so every organ's energies, a circulation there. So every organ has their own pathway to move the energy, move that circulation, which we call meridian. So there's a lot of dots in the meridian, we call them points. So they found out if the pathway, if the energy in the pathway is move very smoothly, it's no problems. If for some reason mess up the pathway, mess up the meridian, mess up the energy flow, that's a problem. So similar, there's a lot of channel, a lot of meridian, a lot of pathway, energy pathway goes to brain. So the energy gets stuck, it's in this stagnation there. That's why we have to use some needle to move the energy flow, to move the circulation. And then from the west part to Western medicine standpoint, you move the energy flow, you increase the neurotransmitter, you increase you're modifying the brain function.
Now here's an interesting thing. You know, people who crave foods, they're often due to a fact that they're allergic to those foods. And if you can't stop eating something, I can almost guarantee you that you're allergic to it. But that allergy reaction ultimately causes another neurological network to be ingrained in an addictive process. So you work a lot with our nutrition department with people who are overweight. So the nutrition department guides them, coaches them, puts them on dietary patterns that are supportive. But when you use ear acupuncture, whether it's for foods or other chemistries or alcohol and so forth, that makes that segue, that process of breaking that addictive process to the food, to the alcohol, to whatever it is that they're doing. It's the same situation. It's that serotonin, dopamine, glutamate pathway.
Yes, correct. That's why, you know, I have so many patients, I want to lose weight, I want to gain weight, or something, I want to gain weight, I want to lose weight. I say, okay, if you only want to see me, it's not enough. If you only want to see nutrition, not enough neither. We have to combine together. So the food-wise, the brain function, the neurotransmitter function, all this work together, hormone balance, and they work together can maximum your health, can optimize your health.
You know, I want to remind our listeners that what we're talking about today, the addictive process and how to treat it, how to fix it, is going to be available to you. Our presentation online this Wednesday, as always, for you to download. And all you have to do is get a hold of the Rozelle Center for Healing at Rozelle Care. That's RozelleCare.com, RozelleCare.com. And scroll down, you'll see the program. They'll have a button that says register here, and I'll ask you for a little bit of information so they can send you the presentation. So you can listen to this in the, you know, the privacy of your own home, share it with people that you think have a problem. You don't have to tell them. Say, listen, I'm going to watch this presentation. Come over with me tonight and get it done. Dr. Qinglong Zhang will be your host, your presenter. We're going to come back and we're going to wrap this up for you, but I want you to know that's available to you. Don't go away. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizzo Live. We'll be right back.
Happy to be back on WMAL. Join me, Dan Bongino, weekdays at noon beginning May 24th.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rizzo here. You've been listening to Dr. Tom Rizzo Live. My guest today, Qinglong Zhang, the best traditional Chinese medical physician that I have ever met in my life.
Thank
this
you.
Guy is amazing. He continues to teach me things. And I'm
so thank you.
Well, I need to start all over again, go back to school, and then do another 44 years doing what he does. He's incredible. I want to thank you for listening. You know, we're here every Sunday at 11 a.m. For those of you on the Eastern Seaboard, those of you who are on other coasts, you know the drill, you know the math. And again, we want to reach out and thank our men and women in armed forces. Don't know how you find us, but you always do. And I try to get back to you as quickly as possible. If there's anything that I can do for you, please let me know. All you have to do is go to our website at rozellecare.com. Go to my personal email and I will respond to you. If you want to speak to Dr. Zhang or any of our doctors personally, all you have to do is call the office at 703-698-7117. You can also send them a note there. We're talking about addiction processes, and this program will be available to you starting this Wednesday evening online. All you have to do is go to rozellecare.com and it's right there for you. Register for it. They'll send it to you. And if you have any questions, you let us know. Dr. Zhang, let's wrap
this
up a little bit. And what are you going to be covering in the presentation?
You know, I would talk about the addiction. We'll talk about what happened in their brain as more detailed. I would talk about how can we treat the addiction. It's the most important part for the body, for the people. So how we can approach that. So there's different way from an acupuncture standpoint, from a Chinese medicine standpoint, from a chiropractic standpoint. Just to remind you again, so chiropractic treatment is not only for the pain relief. If it is good chiropractor, they do the adjustment, they alter your brain function. They all not only for pain relief. Okay, so yeah, we will talk about from brain, the gut function, how you improve the gut function, and then all this together to treat you. And also the last but not the least, always my practitioner, I will tell you some tips. You bring home, you do something at home, you do yourself, just like you have your own book, Dr. Rizzo. So you do yourself at home. So improve your health.
You know, our job is always very straightforward.
Encourage
you. It is to give you as much information as we can to encourage you to move it forward and to give you skill sets that, you know, you can help yourself and your family with. That's why we do what we do. That's why we do the radio program, is we're here to make you think. We're here to provoke you, to make you understand that you have options in your health care, and those options come from your understanding of your body. You have to make sure that you really get it. Mm-hmm. That's the important piece. You know, go ahead, Dr. Zhang.
Yeah. So yeah, we are here for you. If you have any questions, let me know. So I'll be happy to call you if you want to talk to me on the phone, just call the office, let me know. So we are here to educate you, empower you, to encourage you to manage your own health.
You know, when we do the program, there are so many different spin-offs of this. And there's, you know, we want to give due time to have you ask questions and to be able to answer them for you. We know we get into a program like this, there's many of you that have a lot of questions, but you don't want to interrupt the process because you want all the data. We're thinking very seriously and exploring the idea at this point of doing a second hour. And Dr. Zhang, you don't even know about this. And we don't know if it's going to happen. We need to have sponsors for that second hour. And we'll let you know more about it as time goes on. But by the way, if you want to help sponsor the program, you can let us know. You can go to drtomrozell.com, send me a note, and we'll have our media people reach out to you. But we're thinking very seriously that this may be something that would be very supportive to the community. Dr. Zhang, thank you very much.
Yes, thank you.
Program, that's amazing. We're coming up to that place where we have to see you next week. Remember, we do this for one reason only, is that we love you. See you next week.
I love you, Grace. Bye-bye.
Bye.